Nah, that wasn't rhetorical. It just went over your head. Back to Gruber.
What is the number one priority of Nancy Pelosi and Democrats? After you obviously accept that the number one priority is doing anything in their power to undermine Donald Trump in this presidency, to stop him any way possible, and the suggestion here that he should not do the State of the Union, obviously Nancy doesn't want him unfettered access to 35 million viewers or 40, whatever it would be, for the State of the Union address coming up on the 29th of January. But there's also this other proposal being put forth, House Resolution 1, I believe is what it's number one. And Democrats in Congress have announced their top legislative priority, and it's not health care or taxes or immigration. It's a move to centralize power over elections in Washington, the number one legislative agenda, because it's the number one priority of Democrats. Well, and of leftist groups, deep-pocketed dark money, and those who use election process rules to help win elections, or at least to cause chaos. It's a 571-page, well, as it's called in some places, dreamscape of wild wishes and federal mandates on states that brings power over elections and creates things like mandatory voter registration. We have ways to make you vote. It mandates that states allow all felons to vote. It mandates a whole lot of things. Joining me now is Congressman Tim Walberg. He sits squarely in the center of the swamp Monday through Friday, sometimes other days as well. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you. Good to be back with you in these type of piece of legislation. I want to make a lot of people across the United States happy that we have a non-traditional president who's willing to step up and say no, I'm not gonna sign legislation like that, and you're gonna have to force it on your own. And I think that gives us more opportunity to explain to the people how bad these next 2 years are gonna be.
I want to focus on a couple of these
liberty things. And the American way.
Have you seen this? H.R. 1, 218 co-sponsors.
I've just heard some things about it, like you just mentioned. And
right.
It's a full-throated federal government take back and take over of what we do here. And I think you hit it clearly with your comments about we're going to make you vote. You know,
here's one of the things. Let me read you a couple of things here. It would make mandatory voter registration. If someone's on a government list, for example, getting welfare benefits, rental subsidies, a check of any sort, then they would be automatically registered to vote. They would be required to register to vote because they were getting those benefits. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. Errors that are made, doesn't matter. You can't purge voting rolls because that would be racist, of course, and all these other things. It would mandate states to allow all felons to vote. States currently have the power to say yes or no. Florida just passed a constitutional amendment that mandates felons re-enfranchisement. No questions asked. No redemption needed. No contrition necessary, which could change the viability of the Republican Party going forward in Florida. And that's what this is all about. It's about power and control and creating a place like California where basically, Congressman, but there's one party rule now. And what a disaster that is.
Well, absolutely. It's getting worse and worse, and people are fleeing California for other states because of that. And this proposed piece of legislation, what any of us have seen of it, we've heard bits and snatches, but whatever any of us have seen of it, it is California on steroids, moved to the federal aegis. And that's not how this country was established. It was the states that had the power and authority. They gave a little bit of it. The federal government, but they always retain control. Now it's going the other way. Thankfully, we have a president in the White House who will push back on that.
So what do you think about this shutdown? What are we, day 27 now? Yeah, Nancy Pelosi suggesting that the State of the Union, we should just skip that because it's too dangerous, which the Secret Service and DHS basically laughed right off the front page. And I warn the Democrats again, their biggest enemy is overplaying their hand. Their biggest enemy is themselves. I mean, they've got the power. If they played properly and did some some well-thought-out things they could do okay, but when you've got the ability to put Nancy Pelosi out there and completely overplay the hand by suggesting it's too dangerous to have the State of the Union, come on, people are smarter than that, aren't they?
I hope so. And let me make a couple points very clear here. Number one, it is 27 day of a partial government shutdown. The majority of government is open. It is, and that's not to say that it's not terrible to have people who are performing their functions right now, like TSA, Border Patrol agents, Coast Guard, etc., that they're functioning without being paid. That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. But it is a partial government shutdown. It's been 27 days, and it's not because of this president. He hasn't had a chance to veto a bill yet. Until he does, it's the Schumer-Pelosi shutdown. I've been talking with Democrats. They're getting a little bit worried because, frankly, the longer it goes, the more it falls back on them if they don't give some type of negotiated agreement to the president to even to consider. And up until yesterday, not a single Democrat had gone over since Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer shut it down last week to talk with the president. The first time yesterday, seven Democrats went over with a number of Republicans to talk about what could be the way forward. That is a sign that there's some breaking taking place finally in the Democrat Party, even as Republicans found in a shutdown we had a number of years ago with Obama in the office. In the end, we got less than what we could have had originally had we not shut the government down. They're feeling the same way. And in this case, all the president has said, I'll basically give you everything you want, Nancy. I'll give you more Border Patrol agents. I'll give you more technology, drones, electronics. I'll give you more lodging for the asylum seekers. I'll give you more magistrates for attending to the asylum seekers' concerns. But in the end, you have to give me my border security, which translated is a fence, a barrier, a wall where it's appropriate, and all the rest. And she has ultimately said no. So it's not his shutdown. He can't veto anything that hasn't been given to him. It's the Schumer-Pelosi shutdown. That has to change.
It does have to change. I think that the president, at the end of the day, if he sticks with this, ignores the polls, which he's done a pretty good job of so far, and does the right thing, which is, I mean, there's nobody in Washington that actually believes, well, maybe a couple. We'll discount that. But most people don't actually believe an open border is good for America or for its citizens. I think that's fair to say. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And that's what a number of my Democrat colleagues are saying to me as we debate this back and forth in a very friendly fashion. But I say, listen, bottom line is you want secure the border. If that's true, I want to secure the border. The key authorities down there are telling us a lot of that security comes from having a strong barrier, which is a fence, which is a steel slotted fence, which is concrete walls, whatever's required at that spot. And so ultimately, the American people will see that's the case, and they'll want to have that border secured, and then true immigration reform that keeps this from happening again. We have thousands of people now coming up from Honduras, Guatemala, coming up now because they have heard of all of this going on here. They know that there's been pushback coming from the Democrat Party in securing the borders, so why not take the chance in trying to get across now? This is not the way to run a government.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPureHealthSolutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane or tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.